We're going to talk through what's changed in UK healthcare mergers and acquisitions over the last few years, and what that means for owners looking to sell their businesses in 2026. The market has settled into a new pattern, one that looks very different from the boom years between 2020 and 2022. Deal volumes have stabilized, valuation multiples have come down from their peak, and regulatory scrutiny has tightened considerably. Buyers, too, are far more disciplined. It means that if you own a care home group, a dental practice, a GP surgery, a veterinary practice, or a medispa, your exit strategy needs to be fundamentally different from what might have worked 5 years ago. Between 2019 and 2022, the UK healthcare M&A market was exceptionally active. Plenty of capital was available, interest rates were very low, and investors were looking for stable sectors like healthcare. This led to aggressive bidding, particularly for residential care, dental, primary care, and veterinary businesses. However, by 2023 and 2024, conditions became much tighter. Rising interest rates, restricted credit, and increasing operational costs in care. Think staff, agency fees, energy, and food, all combined to reset both the number of deals and how businesses were valued. One analysis from April 2026 put it succinctly. Buyers are now much less willing to accept large add-backs to EBITDA. Those are the adjustments made to a company's earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization to reflect what a buyer believes its true operating profitability to be. During the peak years, add-backs often accounted for around 20% of EBITDA. Now, that figure is typically a much more conservative 12 to 15%. Documentation requirements have increased significantly. Due diligence now focuses on a company's ability to convert earnings into cash and the consistency of its revenue, rather than relying on future growth projections. The pricing model, once driven by forecasts and potential synergies, is now firmly grounded in demonstrated performance. This is a crucial point, because many owners are still comparing their business to transactions that happened in 2021. In 2026, those old benchmarks simply aren't relevant anymore. Looking at the numbers for 2025, there were around 280 announced or completed deals in UK healthcare M&A. This was broadly consistent year on year. While the overall UK M&A market saw a decline of 10 to 15% compared to 2024, healthcare performed better, confirming its status as a defensive sector with strong underlying demand. Breaking down the subsectors in 2025, health and social care accounted for 47% of all UK healthcare deal volume. Pharma and life sciences made up 22%, medical equipment and devices 17%, and healthcare IT 15%. Strategic buyers, meaning other operating businesses looking to expand, were responsible for 83% of UK healthcare deals in 2025. Private equity firms were still active, but more selective, generally focusing on larger platform investments, those with earnings of at least £3 million EBITDA, and smaller additional acquisitions to build on existing holdings. The dominance of strategic buyers reflects both the operating environment, where synergy-driven buyers can often justify higher prices than financial investors when borrowing money is expensive, and the maturing consolidation of sectors like care, dental, and veterinary in the UK. Median valuation multiples, specifically the enterprise value to EBITDA ratio for healthcare services, have moderated to approximately 11.5 times in 2026. This is down from an average of 14.5 times in the previous year. The trend is clear: high-quality assets continue to sell, but at more disciplined multiples than during the boom. Of course, a headline multiple isn't everything. It's more important to understand how valuations are influenced by quality, scale, and the specific subsector. Benchmarks consistently show that larger, more established businesses command a premium of 2 to 4 times their earnings compared to smaller, subscale acquisitions. Let's look at specific subsectors. In care homes, 2025 was a record year for deals. A significant portion of the activity was driven by overseas capital, with specialist REITs like Welltower and Omega making large acquisitions. Rising private fees and easing inflation have helped lift profitability. For smaller and medium-sized operators who paused acquisitions during the pandemic, stabilizing costs and improving trading have reignited their interest in acquiring other businesses. However, there's a regulatory factor to consider. In February 2026, the Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, imposed initial enforcement orders on four of Welltower's acquisitions, covering over 600 UK care homes. Owners considering a sale to a large consolidator need to factor this regulatory clearance time into their exit plans. For dental practices, the sales market in 2026 is shaped by two main factors: a new NHS contract system that came into effect on April 1, 2026, and an active CMA market study launched in March 2026. Buyer behaviour has shifted, favouring private and mixed practices over those heavily reliant on the NHS. The BBC reported in March 2026 that over £900 million had been refunded to the NHS in 2 years for missed activity targets, with more than 40% of dentists returning money in both years. The CMA study is looking closely at prices, profitability, how private dental practices operate, and the implications for consumer choice. Owners need to factor potential regulatory changes into their valuation expectations. US benchmarks for dental service organizations show approximately 9 to 11 times EBITDA for multi-location groups and 5 to 8 times for single-site practices or those with less than £1 million EBITDA. UK figures are somewhat lower, but follow the same pattern, with practices that have multiple offices, strong hygiene recall programs, and a good mix of private patients achieving higher valuations. UK veterinary practices remain a strategically active sector, but are under the most intense regulatory scrutiny in UK healthcare M&A. The CMA's final report on its investigation into veterinary services for household pets, published in March 2026, included remedies such as price lists, caps on prescription fees, a price comparison website, and a requirement to disclose whether a practice is part of a larger corporate group. For owners, this regulatory shift creates a more transparent market, but one where pricing power might be constrained. Strategic interest remains high, with new entrants like Vetopia coming into the UK market in 2026. Valuation multiples in veterinary practices range from 8 to 14 times EBITDA, with multi-location scale and specialist services driving the upper end. Primary care and GP surgeries continue to consolidate, albeit at a more measured pace than in 2021 and 2022. An NHS contract reset in 2024 to 2025, regulatory complexities, and rising staff costs have dampened buyer enthusiasm. Strategic buyers focused on multi-site networks dominate. EBITDA multiples for single-site practices are in the mid-single-digit range, while diversified multi-site groups command higher multiples. Finally, aesthetic services, including medispas, remain one of the most active subsectors. US data indicates medical spa multiples around 7 to 12 times EBITDA for larger multi-state brands and 3 to 8 times for single-site or early-stage chains. UK medispa multiples follow a similar pattern, with membership and subscription revenue models achieving higher valuations. The 2026 CQC re-registration process and tightening regulations around prescription-only medication create a barrier to entry that benefits compliant operators preparing for a sale. Five key shifts define the post-COVID UK healthcare M&A market, and each one changes how a seller should prepare their business. First, there's stricter discipline around add-backs. Buyers will accept far fewer adjustments to EBITDA than they did 3 years ago. The new standard is typically 12 to 15% of EBITDA, compared to roughly 20% at the peak. Owner remuneration, one-off COVID costs, agency staffing premiums, and discretionary spending are all scrutinized line by line. Owners preparing for a sale should commission an independent quality of earnings review based on current buyer standards, not those from 2021. Second, cash conversion and comprehensive documentation are paramount. How well a business converts its earnings into actual cash has become a primary focus during due diligence. Both financial and strategic buyers are now running detailed 13-week cash flow analyses over the past 2 years, looking for volatility in working capital, any build-up of accrued income, or signs of stretching creditors. Documentation is expected in the data room from day one, not pieced together reactively during the diligence process. Third, regulatory risk is now explicitly priced into deals. The CMA's active involvement in veterinary, dental, and care sectors has fundamentally changed how buyers assess regulatory exposure. Financial sponsors are now modeling the cost of potential remedies, such as price caps, transparency mandates, or even forced divestments, into their bid calculations. Owners of practices in highly concentrated local areas where serial acquisitions might have reduced competition are facing much tougher questions. Fourth, reliance on NHS or public sector funding can negatively impact valuations. The £900 million in NHS dental refunds, widely reported by the BBC, has confirmed buyer suspicions. Dependence on the NHS is now a significant drag on multiples for practices that can't demonstrate consistent activity delivery. Practices with a private or mixed patient base, offering more controllable revenue and pricing power, command premiums over those heavily reliant on NHS contracts. This same logic is increasingly applied to GP and primary care assets where funding can be volatile. Fifth, quality sells, while quantity often stalls. Market reviews indicate that activity is increasingly concentrated in high-quality assets. What's known as K-shaped valuation outcomes have become common. Top-tier businesses see their multiples expand, while smaller or lower-quality businesses struggle to attract competitive bids and may have to accept discounts of one or two multiples on their standalone valuation. The active buyer landscape has also rebalanced. Strategic buyers dominate, as we've noted, accounting for 83% of 2025 deal volume, while private equity remains more selective. The current categories of buyers for UK healthcare assets include sector specialist REITs and overseas capital, who were behind some of the largest care home deals in 2025. Established UK consolidators like HC1 and Barchester in care homes, IVC Evidentia and Medivet in veterinary, and Bupa Dental and Portman Healthcare in dental. These are active for both large acquisitions and ongoing smaller bolt-ons. Mid-market UK and European private equity platforms, who continue to back platform investments typically above £3 million EBITDA. International new entrants, of which Vetopia in veterinary in 2026 is a recent example, bringing new business models into the UK market. We can expect more international interest across dental and aesthetics. Family offices and patient capital, particularly active in care homes, where the lease-based operating model and steady cash flow profile suit long-term investment. And finally, healthcare conglomerates and infrastructure funds, typically for larger transactions such as health system tie-ups and tech-enabled services. The implication for sellers is that to achieve the best valuation, a competitive process needs to engage bidders from at least three of these categories to fully test the market. For owners, a UK healthcare sale process,